There have been mixed reactions from the political parties about the just-ended limited voters registration exercise. While some believe the exercise was largely successful, others believe it was fraught with significant challenges. The director of elections at the NDC, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo, lauded the EC for what he describes as a successful exercise. He rejected calls for the extension of the registration period. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
I should say that it has been fairly successful. I mean, the first experience, a lot of hiccups, especially in the early stages of the exercise. But last time, where some things, those challenges were resolved, and I can say that the second phase is an improvement over the first phase.
Some people have called for extension because they believe that a lot of people have not been given the opportunity to register. Is it a position that you share?
I personally do not share that position. The Electoral Commission gives people opportunity. A lot of people did not show keen interest in the early stages, and as a proverbial Ghanaian, they always wait for the last minute to rush. So generally, my report across the region show that as at the end of the exercise yesterday, a majority of the people have been captured. There were just a few areas where queues were formed. Fortunately enough, the Electoral Commission has submitted proposals to the political parties and other stakeholders on the need for continuous registration, which we all agree that we will revisit it after the just-ended registration exercise. I believe that we ought to quickly move to look at that and then put the law in place so that those who are unable to register will take advantage of the continuous registration and avail themselves of the opportunity so that the Electoral Commission can go ahead with their preparation and their timetable, as has been agreed at IFAC.
The Director of Communications of the MPP, Nana Kumia, said the exercise had major challenges which the EC must resolve. He said as the first step, the EC must convene an IPAC meeting.
The exercise has ended. There were too many difficulties, and the media, including yourself, was reporting on the difficulties every day. Some of the difficulties have come from the Electoral Commission's own inadequate preparation. You take the schools, for example, major difficulty because the numbers of potential registrants did not match the facilities provided by the Electoral Commission. And you can't understand it. You take a place like Legon, the university, about half the population of the typical university would be eligible as new registrants. Those of them who are in second year and those of them who are in first year are most likely to fall in the ages of 18 and 19 and 20 and may not have had a chance to register. You're looking at over 30,000 people, and then you go and put one registration center there. That can only register maybe 200 people a day. How are you going to meet this demand? And then in the last minute, we were told that the last day or so, the Electoral Commission managed to take an additional registration center, which was also inadequate. And the same thing happened across the country, in all the universities, Kumasi and so on. So that's a major difficulty that has come about because of the Electoral Commission's own deficiency. The other difficulties have been the registration of minors and foreigners. We have been told by the General Secretary of the NDC that the NDC actually orchestrates this registration by minors and foreigners. And this is mind-boggling. That has been a major cause of all the troubles that we have seen. Disputes over the registration of minors, that is people below 18, and registration of foreigners who have been organized and put in buses to cross the border and come and register. We even hear of a case in Volta region where the registration center was actually removed and taken to Togo by police officers, and the videos are available on the social media and so on.
In the case of the minors and foreigners, it's not true that there are laid down procedures as to how to challenge those people from being registered?
Well, you have the General Secretary of a political party telling you that the party is deliberately engaged in this matter. So why would you go and create a problem and then you now have to go and sit down later to try and then resolve it?
It's not also true that these things cut across political parties.
It is not true.
Right. So what is your proposal? How can this thing be resolved?
Well, the Electoral Commission should quickly call an IPAC meeting, do an evaluation of what has happened with the political parties, and then they can then decide on the appropriate thing that they have to do.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Atiku Muhammad, called for an extension of the registration period.
We think that the exercise could have been much better if the Electoral Commission had applied itself fully to this process. And we predicted a possible low turnout, and indeed it appears that is what we are experiencing. And this low turnout is largely because the Electoral Commission did not give as much publicity to the process as was required. And so we think that going forward in future exercises, much publicity ought to be done. And related to that is also the issue of education. People were not fully educated about the fact that you must qualify and you must meet certain criteria to be qualified to register. And so they were misled by some adults who and register. And it is because they were not fully aware of the implications of such, you know, a thing. That is why they decided to follow these adults. So what we also observed from this process is the fact that there is the agency for a harmonized identification system. The law requires, I mean, everybody and anybody to register to prove that first you are a Ghanaian and that you have come of age. And the law requires that in so doing, you must present certain identity arrangements in order to entitle you to register. But if you look at the identity arrangements that have been mentioned, it is difficult for these youngsters to have passports, driver's license, and the national identification card, which should have been the easiest. We all know the status of it. So it became difficult for them to prove or to provide any identification. So what was left, the last option available, was to use the guarantor system, which for me has been the source of all the troubles, I mean of most of the troubles, if not all, that we have experienced at the various registration centers. Because somebody, all you needed to do was get two adults who have registered to come and see, we recognize that this person is a Ghanaian and that that person is of me. And people exploited and abused that system so much. And we think that with agency, there is a need to have a harmonized identification system where people who have come of age, automatically their names are generated and transferred onto the voters register without having to even go through this process. That way we take away this possible abuse that is occasioned by the fact that we don't have any credible and reliable identification system. But finally, there is a need for the Electoral Commission to extend the date so that if we can allow some 3 or 4 more days for those who were not given the opportunity to register, not because they did not come out, but simply because there were issues with the machines, there were issues with the fact that, you know, there was confused information about where to go and where not to go and so on.
The National Youth Organizer of the CPP, Ernesto Yabua, claimed there was organized registration of some ineligible applicants in some areas, especially the Jimoro constituency.
Currently, I'm stationed in the Western region, and precisely the Jimoro constituency. And I can tell you for a fact that it's an eyesore. That's my general assessment, given that all the laws governing this exercise, to the best of my, how do you call it, ability in terms of analyzing it, were broken. You had a situation where the DC of the Jomoro, I mean, district himself went to a polling station, a registration center, the Jawuaf registration center, molested and assaulted, how do you call it, polling station agents, accusing them for preventing or disallowing Ivorians from coming to register. And he did not just end there. When he finished, he destroyed electoral materials, which include, how do you call it, challenge forms and irregularity forms and all of that. He saw them to pieces and left. Up to date, no authority has invited this man for questions, and he's working as a freeman.
Was there any complaint made to the police?
Why? The police, I mean, at every registration center, you have a police officer, how do you call it, stationed there. So I don't even have to go to the police station to go and report. There is the police officer there who should have taken the matter up and hasn't done that. Quite apart from that, we have an unusually huge, how do you call it, number. Because if you take the Eastern region, for instance, I mean, two constituencies combined produce, I mean, not more than 2,000, how do you call it, new voters registered. But when you take the general constituency alone, after the first half, we had about 3,556 people registered. And then the second part, I'm yet to get the full compilation of the second part. But you would have a situation where between 7,000 to 8,000 people registered LGBT in this district level, which is very, very abnormal. You also have a situation where there's a high number of non-youth trying to register. Non-youth, and by non-youth, I want to say that between ages of 18 and 35, you had people, majority of them being 35 years and above, registered.